Done with me?
Yes. When I came with you, I came back once again, and this is the second time. That time I stayed 4 months, and this time I just arrived again.
Do I get your program now?
Well, I came to see you in Karoli. I didn't know you were in town, and I was down the street, and I saw Gurdas. So I went over and said hello to him. And he and Timon insisted that I come live with him. Well, you've heard of Richard Alpert, a man called Baba Ram Dass. You know Richard.
Baba Ram, yeah. Baba Ram.
Baba Ram.
Baba Ram.
Baba Ram.
Baba Ram. The one how are you there?
I saw you. From time to time I see you.
Now we have got 102 grandchildren. In Mexico City, I have been there. Indian style. Mexico City building, almost Indian style.
Yes.
People are also almost Indian.
Well, Mexico and India are exactly the same opposite side of the world, like this.
Mexico.
Yes. And there's a few similarities in the religion, I think, because they have a fearful goddess like Mahakali.
What's that, Mahakali?
Like Mahakali, it's very fearful. You know, she's her head comes from two serpent's heads. You know, two serpent's heads are together like this, making her face. And then she wears a skirt. Skulls.
Skulls. Mahakali, Mahakali.
Like Mahakali, yes.
That is what? That religion?
Well, before, when the Spanish were there. Name is Cuauhtlique. And she's supposed to represent the earth.
Your parents live in Mexico City?
No, not Mexico City. No, Laredo. I have relatives in Mexico City. When I was there this summer, I went to visit one other Hindu establishment that comes down from Shankaracharya on the street Puebla, but I didn't know you had a branch in Mexico City at the time. They're also vegetarians.
In Mexico they are vegetarians?
Well, no, most Mexicans are not vegetarians. But this people who belong to a Sankaracharya Sampradaya are vegetarians.
Where does the name Maya civilization come from?
I think it's probably just a coincidence that the name is Maya. More than, you know.
Mexico? No.
There's good butter.
Good butter.
Very very good work. I suppose you could make a tea out of it. Butter there is, you know, like...
There are many flowers there. Eh? Mm. There are so many flower stalks.
Yes.
And there, in Mexico, there is... In Mexico, where I saw Mahatma Gandhi, there was a...
Yes, in Mexico City, they have many streets named after famous men. Yeah, Mexico City,
I can't remember, maybe.
There's...
Just by this height of the flowers. Yeah. I was a friend, Mahatma Gandhi.
Illness you had when you came to India, you
know,
when you were recovering from your stroke.
Oh,
I think you look in better health. And
when I was,
yes,
yeah. Yes, and then I had no stroke.
You still have massages every day.
Well, that's it. One day here, one day to that one.
There's a few paradoxes, all right, but anyway, I asked the same question to my Tibetan teacher, and because he was putting down everybody else and calling everybody else except his philosophy heretics. So then I asked him, I said, now this experience that all these different people say that they have achieved, you know, I says, is it substantially different or not?
Achieved,
you know, have attained. And then he started to say, well, if they believe in an external God or something like that, then it is heretical. I says, but nevertheless,
discusses, like in the writings of, say, Meister Eckhart or the different mystics, they all seem to describe their experience in pretty much similar terms. And so I asked him, does this mean that the experience is different or not? So then he finally says, well, he didn't say it directly, but what he said is that if you want to get the experience of touching something to find out what hot is, since you may have different motive, like some people may do it because it's pretty, some out of curiosity, or different motive. In other words, he admitted that the experience finally was the same, even though the approach was different.
The approach is different because in the approach is to fire. The approach may be different, but the heat or light is there. Provided the approach fire. But if you are approaching something else, how the same experience is there? If you actually approach fire, then the approach may be a different way, but because it is fire, you will experience heat or light.
We're approaching.
But if the approach is different, then how you will experience heat or light?
Yes, but what are we approaching?
Huh?
What are we approaching?
That you have to explain.
Yes, we say, the absolute.
No, we say approaching Krishna, the absolute. We have got Krishna's form, we have Krishna's name, we have Krishna's address. First time, just like you know me, I know you, because I got form, you have got form, I know your qualities, you know my qualities, therefore you know each other. But if the approach is void, then how the approach is the same? There must be something tangible, then the approach is the same.
Well, I know your philosophy because I was very intimately involved with it, but I still believe that if you may have a different style, and you may call it Krishna consciousness, or you may call it nirvana. But I think that ultimately it's...
I can explain Krishna consciousness, but you cannot explain nirvana. That's the difficulty. I can explain my position, but you cannot explain your position.
How is it that I cannot explain my position?
Then explain, but you mean by nirvana?
Well, it's the ultimate state of consciousness.
What is nirvana? Then you do not know the meaning of nirvana. Nirvana means finished.
Yes, I think
everything finished. Why?
Etymologically, it means no wind.
Huh?
No wind.
No
the
wind.
Root of the word, I believe, means no wind. There's no wind.
No. You can derive many meanings, but nirvana means just like flame is there, extinguished.
That's not the way I understand nirvana.
Huh?
That's not the way I understand nirvana.
But this is the meaning, dictionary meaning, nirvana. Nirvana means there is flame, meaning extinguished. This is nirvana.
You want more vegetables and porridge?
Give me. Oh, no. That's one.
Yeah.
If
if it is an extinguishing, it's only an extinguishing of desire. If there is an extinguishing.
So your desire is extinguished, then what you are?
But it's not extinguishing a desire, it's transforming a desire. Like this is one.
That is not extinguishing.
Right. But in a sense, it is the flame of.
That we say, we don't extinguish desire, but we purify it. That is all.
Right.
But that is not the word, Nirman. Nirman means finished.
Well, the way it's interpreted, you know, by the people that practice it, is that you don't extinguish your desires either, but they're transformed into the Buddha principles. You see, this is the meaning of Mahayana Buddhism, is that you learn to identify the desire passions with the Buddha principles, and so they become transformed. So that
transformed to what?
Well, for instance, lust is supposed to be transformed into compassion, and the other passion desires are transformed into something else.
Then it is not Nirvana. It is purification. Then that is out. There's no Nirvana. Yes,
well,
right.
This is what I mean by Nirvana.
You mean, but there's one Nirvana. Suppose I take out your eyes. This is one thing. And I... Suppose I take out your eyes, that is Nirvana. And if there is some disease, I cure it. That is good. Suppose cataract. Cataract operation.
Well, whatever the origins of the word may be etymologically, the way it's used by the people that I'm studying with and the way I understand the meaning of the word is a little different than meaning just sheer nothingness. Sheer nothingness is supposed to be a misunderstanding of what Nirvana is.
You have to understand as it is in the dictionary.
Well, as it is used by people. And you have to understand it as it's used, you know. And by the people who are using this word.
Nirvana means, I have already explained, this is it. People in China, those who know Sanskrit, Nirvana means extinguished. And now he may have different meanings.
Right. Words change meaning as time goes on. Words, I mean the root may be one thing, but then as time goes on, the word doesn't remain the same as used by...
Anyway, you can give your own meaning. What do you mean by Nirvana?
Nirvana is identifying your... passion desires with the innate Buddha principles in this system.
Like the symptoms?
Hmm?
Symptoms of life?
In this system.
System, what is that system?
The Mahayana Buddhism.
What is the practical?
The practical result.
Huh?
The practical result is I don't see it as being far different from Krishna consciousness. Though the approach may be different.
No, Krishna consciousness is strictly all is thinking of Krishna. Manmaga bhavavan yakshamarthi atmanam namaskar. It is directly all is thinking of Krishna. So offer obeisances to Krishna, to worship Krishna, to become devotee of Krishna.
Buddha is Krishna. Buddha is Krishna.
Buddha is Krishna that I know, but the Lord do this, they do not. They do not. We know. But they do not.
So that's if you're aware of Buddha, then you're aware of
Krishna. We used to talk from the platform of Buddha. We know the secrets. However, understanding of Buddha, that his incarnation is Krishna. But in Buddhism, they do not believe.
No, they've rejected the Vedas.
Yes. But we say...
But I'm not trying to set up, to argue sect against sect.
That's not it. It is a question of philosophy. We are rejected. We know, just like we. Then the body of Lord Buddha. They say, oh, the Buddha said, we are very high Lord Buddha. Because we know what is Buddha. Sadaya, Ridaya, Dharu, Sita, Kosu, Dhaka. So, we know God with prayer, because His incarnation is Krishna. But those who are cheated by Buddha, from their point of view, I want to know what they understand.
Now, why would Buddha want to cheat people?
Yes, cheated because they did not believe in God. So, but he is God, therefore he says, what I say you believe. That means he's cheating them.
He didn't say that.
Eh?
Buddha didn't say that.
Then why do you study Buddha philosophy?
Well, he said you study Buddha philosophy to arrive at principles of truth, but what Buddha said was, he says, don't accept anything because I tell it to you, don't accept anything because it's been believed for a long time by many people in many different places. He says, only believe that which you find true for yourself, and that is for your own good and for the good of others.
Still, they are teaching something.
But he's pointing at how to arrive at principles of truth. This is more of an independent approach. He's not... he was trying to cheat anybody, but he was trying to...
Not cheat in this sense. Sometimes that's why he goes, I cheat my child. The father is not cheated. But sometimes it requires...
He tells him that forest leaves are made out of gold to keep the child from crying.
Yes. So, the father cheating is not cheating. But... From external point of view, it is cheating. You want something, I give something. That is cheating. But that cheating is good for me. When father cheats the child, it is good for the child. But it is cheating. Therefore, cheating is not always bad.
Yes, a great Buddhist saint once said the same thing. Says that all the scriptures and everything, it means just this, is that it's pretending that forest leaves are made out of gold to keep children from crying, meaning that you have to arrive at truth from your own self, your own understanding. Nobody can, no blind following, as you yourself saying. I remember correctly that you used to preach and say that you shouldn't accept anything blindly.
Right. In the Bhagavad Gita said, Sannohaya Surat Visham. Lord Buddha appeared for treating or viewing the atheistic person. They do not believe in them. Substances, they do not believe in God. But God is there. Lord Buddha himself is God. That's why, in fact, I don't want Ramanujan, but it comes in a different place. So Ramana is there, but I am thinking he's not Ramana. Similarly, God is there, Buddha, but they are thinking, they don't believe in God. This is true. God is there. They are worshipping that Buddha. Exactly as we worship Krishna. Then is it not easy? Then how did they say they don't believe in God? They are made to believe in God in a different way. That is it. And that is a good point. And that is it in this world. Sammohaya Smarvishama.